Stay tuned now for the Burl Ives Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Coming up the road again, your wayfaring stranger, Philco's friendly troubadour, Burl Ives.
Spied a cowpuncher riding along. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were a-jingling. And as he approached, he was a-singing a song. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggy. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggy. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. It's early in the spring, we round up the dogies. We mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off the tails. We round up our horses and load the chuck wagon. Then throw the dogies out onto the trail. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Now that's what I call a gallant song. I hear other folks talk about songs being solid, reet, and vooty. I'm not quite sure what those words mean, but I do like that gallant. Yes, sir, gallant. I guess that's solid and reet and vooty all rolled up into one. Now I'd like to just say howdy and sing you some more cowboy songs. This one is called The Cowboy's Dream. I picked it up down in the panhandle 10-15 years ago, I reckon. Last night as I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would come to that sweet by and by. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on. They say there'll be many a stray roundup, a branded, a maverick, a stray. So for safety, you'd better get branded to prepare for that great judgment day. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on. You know, cowboys today are different. They used to ride the range all by themselves, singing a sad cowboy song to the little dogies. But now you'll see them riding along in a jeep with a Philco portable at their side and some New York cowboy singing the latest cowboy song right off the mesa of Tin Pan Alley. Well, I sneaked that commercial in on you, didn't I? But you know, that little Philco portable really gets around. Out west, that powerful Philco keeps a cowboy in touch with what's a-going on, even though he's miles and miles away from civilization. I got a song now about a cowboy. Got himself into an awful lot of trouble over a woman. I've got no use for women. A true one may never be found. They'll stick by a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom. selfish and grasping for all. They'll stick by a man when he's winning and laugh in his face when he falls. My pal was a straight young cowpuncher, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gambler and gunman, and a woman sent him there. Quicker and surer his gun play, till his heart in his body lay dead. When a Vanquo insulted her picture, he filled him full of lead. All night long they trailed him through Muskeg and Chaparral, and I couldn't but think of that woman as I saw him pitch and fall. If she'd been the pal that she should have, she might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to fall by a ranger's gun. Death's slow sting did not trouble. His chances for life were too slim. But where they were a-putting his body was all that worried him. He lifted his head on his elbow. The blood from his wound flowed red. He looked at his pals grouped around him, and he whispered to them and said, "Oh, bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes may howl o'er my grave. Bury me out on the prairie, and some of my bones please save. Wrap me up in my blankets and cover me deep neath the ground. Cover me over with boulders of granite huge and round." So they buried him out on the prairie, and the coyotes still howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now a-resting from the unkind cut she gave. And many a similar cowpuncher, as he rides by that pile of stone, recalls some similar woman and envies his molten bone. You know, Texans are wonderful people. There isn't anything more important to them than being a Texan. I remember one time I was wayfaring in the panhandle down Texas way. I come into this little town and saw a three-piece brass band leading a funeral procession. About the same time, the townspeople began to show on themselves, coming out of the hotel, the feed store, and leaning out of the second-story balconies. And a big fellow in patent leather boots and a six-gun on his hip, he come right up and stood beside me. And pretty soon he was joined by a little fellow chewing on a plug of tobacco. And as the procession passed us, I said, "From the way everybody's turning out, that man who died must have been a fine man." And the big fellow in the patent leather boots said, "Stranger, he was the orneriest, cussedest, two-timinest, slickest, wife-beaten, horse-thieving, black-heartedest Texan I ever saw." And the little fellow chewed away on his good tobacco and said, "Well, it just goes to show, a feller has to die afore a man'll say anything good about him." Have you ever listened to the rhythm of a cowboy song? Well, it's an easy rhythm. It goes along with the easy lope of the horse and the slow dance of the mesquite in the moonlight. "I ride an old paint, I lead old Dan. I'm a-going to Montana for to throw the hooly hand. They feed in the coulee, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight, but still he keeps on singing. From morning to night, ride around, little doggy, ride around slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall, lead out my pony, lead him out of the stall, tie my bones to the saddle, turn his face toward the west, and we'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogie, ride around him slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. I'm about to sing Cotton Eye Joe. Don't know how he gets in here, except that he's a wandering, wayfaring kind of a fella. Kind of likely to show up anywheres. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Where do you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Will I come for to see you? Come for to sing, come for to show you my diamond ring. Now my partner here would like to have a little powwow with you. I'll be right back. Here's a small cowboy ballad for you, friends. It goes something like this. It was way out west where men were bad, and a girl was a rare bouquet. She'd hide her lover and say to her dad, he went that-a-way. I'm a-going that-a-way too myself, so long. I'll be seeing you next week. I'm just a wayfaring stranger, ever traveling to and fro, and there's no toil, no storm, no danger in that fair home.
So long, Burl. And friends, listen next week at this time for Burl Ives, Philco's friendly troubadour, whose weekly visit is produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure. And come into our store and let us demonstrate the new Philco radios and radio phonographs.
I'm just a going ever onward. I'm just a going.